Perek Lamates, Pasuk Mem Gimel. Vayar Moshe es kol ha-melacha, lechule, vayivarach ha-yisam Moshe. Zok Rashi, Amar Lahem, what's this bracha slash tefillah that Moshe bestowed upon them? Amar Lahem, Yehi Ratzin, Shetish Veshchina b'maisi yadeichem. Yehi Ratzin, Shetish Veshchina b'maisi yadeichem. And this was, they participate in this tefillah bracha too. And they say, "V'heim oimrim." And they say, "V'hi noyam Hashem elikeinu aleinu." The mocker of the Rambam is the Sifri. I saw the shtel on the following issue. What was this necessary for? He rotzen sheitish v'shchina. The Eibishter was mitzave v'asul limikdash v'shachanti v'seichem. The Rebbeinu Shalom said that that's the whole tachlis of the Mishkan. And as we know in this week's parasha, everything that they did, they followed to the T. Every instruction, every little prat in the Mishkan was kashet tziv Hashem es Moshe, kashet tziv Hashem es Moshe, which we'll see later something about that, dvarim nifloim. But we know that. So what do you need the bracha for? What do you need this tefillah for? What do you need the bracha for? What do you need the bracha for? I think the pashtus is over here, the ein chinam. The Eibishter prepared everything, and you have everything is in place that there should be kedusha. Everything was in place by Briyas Ha'olam that there should be rain. Right? V'lohimter, because there was no person to be mispal. There was no Adam to be mispal. It's a klal in the world. You don't get anything. The Rebbeinu Shel Olam, mitzidoi, mitzad tuvay of the Rebbeinu Shel Olam, it's limitless. It's infinite. The toiv and the shefa. There could be shefa, bracha, and toiv prepared for a person. But you have to be a klei kibbul to be mekabel that shefa, bracha. The klei kibbul to be mekabel that shefa, bracha is only al yedei defect, al yedei tefillah. So ein achinami. The Mishkan was built. The Eibishter said, this makes Shechina. But for the Shechina to be chal, for it to come, for the people in the world to be zeiche, to have that Shechina, there had to be a tefillah. He rotzen, shetishu Shechina, they say, maisi yadeinu, they're hoping that the Eibishter should do it. That's a tefillah to the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. With that tefillah, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam gives it. You see this idea in kama v'kama places. Avram Avinu, it was muftach, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam promised him that he's going to have a kid. Right? He's going to have a son. Finish. He promised it. And to boot, the Malach came to tell him that that's going to be that way. Nonetheless, because I'll say that he was Zeiche, and if I deserve that, Tzadik Beis Gemara says that he was Zeiche, that Yitzchak Lamaisa was born, was only through Tfilah. He was Zeiche Leleidoso Shel Yitzchak when he was Mispalel Avur Avimelech, and the Gemara learns up from there, Mispalel Bat Chaveira V'Utzarech Haisaidover Hunene Tfilah, and only with a Kayachat Shel Yitzchak. The Eibishter told you you're getting it, the Malach told you you're getting it, Ma'abaya. You're ois tzorech already. You got it. The Rebbeinu don't promise it to you. The answer is, everything is there. The shefa is all there, ready to come. Right? But if the person doesn't make himself a receptacle, a person doesn't make himself roy to be mekabel to brought to that shefa, then it could be all prepared mitzidoy of the Rebbeinu Shalom. But mitzideinu, you're not a klei kibbul. The klei kibbul is only ayadei bracha. There's an Arachayim HaKadosh, Bracious, Perek Lamed, Pasuk Chav Beis, Taishas beautifully up a pasuk vayisker elikim by Yosef. Yeah, Rachel would give birth to vayisker elikim is Rachel vayishma ele elikim vayiftach is Rachel. There's a slight redundancy here. It's a repetition. Vayisker elikim is Rachel vayishma ele elikim vayiftach is Rachel. Vayisker is Rachel vayiftach is Rachel. Or vayishma elikim vayiftach is Rachel. What's this arichas over here? Vayisker elikim is Rachel vayishma ele elikim vayiftach is Rachel. Zok to Arachayim HaKadosh Vayizker Elikim Es Rachel, he decided he's going to give her the kid. The Shefa Tev is there, right? But you don't get the Shefa Tev at the end without Tefillah, right? So because Vayishma Elikim, he heard the Tefillahs of Rachel. Once he heard the Tefillahs of Rachel, he was able to give her. He was able to give her Yosef. The Shefa of Yosef Vayizker beside the Rebbeinu Shalom, it's there. Right, but there has to be tefillah. Vayishma is tefillah, now she's right to get it. Those are two things that are being said in the pasuk. Reb Tzadik, if you need more eyes, Reb Tzadik in Tzidkas HaTzadik, Oy Samach Vav, says like this, tefillah tzorich lechol dover. You need tefillah for everything, afal pisha nigzer me'ashem yizbarach. This you say, tefillah tzorich lechol dover, afal pisha nigzer me'ashem yizbarach. Haloy tira. He's another raya. Ve'eliyo, she'amar lo Hashem, Eliyo with Achav, Haris Achav, ve'etno motor, and I'll bring rain. David is going to make a nest then. Ve'afal pikein, it said afterwards, ne'amar achakach, she'olo l'reisha karmel, v'yiga she'hirba b'tfilah ad she'bogeshen. David should told you there's going to be rain. What do you have to go be marbed the tefillah she'yiga she'hirba b'tfilah? The Rebbeinu Shalom said, go to Achav, ve'etno motor. I'm going to give you rain. Zokter Tzadik, this you say. You don't get anything. It's there, even though it's nigzar that is there. You don't get it without tefillah. A person has to be the kayach of tefillah and the necessity of tefillah. We'll discuss what this necessity is. What does it mean that that's the klei kibbul? But you see that in all these things, and that's the time here too. The shchina ain't a chinami. All systems are go. You built the mishkan. You followed the instructions to the deed, the handbook. You know, you went through the manual. Everything in the mishkan building manual was followed to the most minute prat. But to get it, you need tefillah. That's Moshe's bro. That's yiratzon shekdish v'shchina v'maisi yodenu. Maisi yodenu kainu aleinu. Like everybody, and the involvement in this tefillah to have a mishkan in Klal Yisrael had to be not only Moshe Rabbeinu. Klal Yisrael also had to be involved in this tefillah. That had to be of a heimayimrim. You needed of a heimayimrim too, because you need for everybody. The mishkan is a klal thing. It has to be everybody. Understand a little bit ba'omek what this inyan of tefillah is and biyachasi to a person what it does. So we'll discuss two balaturims. Both of them happen to be in this week's parsha. Perek Mem, Pasuk Yutes, it says Kasha Tziva Hashem is Moshe one of the times. So the balaturim writes like this. Listen carefully what he tells us here. Kasha Tziva Ksiv Al Kol Dover V'Dover. It says a number of times Kasha Tziva V'Heim Yud Ches Pa'om. It's 18 times. It says 18 times. And then he brings in something that you don't expect to be here. Keneged the 18 kasher tziva Hashem es Moshe ukenegdom tiknu yud ches brachas in Shmonesra. Ukenegdom tiknu yud ches brachas in Shmonesra. Okay, what's that got to do with anything? And then he goes on and says, in all of these 18 Kasher Tzivas, how many words are there? I'll take his word for it. Ubahem Kuf Yud Gimel Tevis. There's 113 words. 113 words. V'chein B'soifei Brachas, at the end of all of the Brachas of Shemoneh Esrei, Baruch Atah Hashem Mogen Avram, Baruch Atah Hashem Mechai HaMeisim. Add up in all of the Soifei HaBrachas of Shemoneh Esrei, you'll also get to 113. If you want to spend Shabbos counting, be my guest. But that's what the Baal Turim says. Baal Turim says, that's good enough for me. Right? So again, this analogy between the Kasher Tziva and Moshe, in every way, it's analogous there's this parallel to Atzushtel Tishmon Ezra. Yud Ches Brachas, Kuf Yud Gimel Tevis, B'Seifei Brachas. And then he had something else, which is interesting. And another thing connected to Kuf Yud Gimel is Kuf Yud Gimel Pa'amim, that it says in the Torah, Lev. Shetzrichim Kavonas HaLev. Sounds like some Chassidus Shavuot, eh? Okay. Right, we learned yesterday a Torah, right? It's a Baal Torah. Same Baal Torah. What's the Hesber over here? The Hesber is very simple, and it tells us the structure of Shemoneh Esrei with the Kavanos HaLev, how it works. What's the foundation of the Mishkan? The foundation of the Mishkan is Kasher Tziva Hashem, for example. The Beis HaLevi, famous Beis HaLevi, says how the Chet HaEgel came about. They knew exactly what one has to do, which pa'ulas, and what one has to do in order to bring Hashras Hashchina to build. And they did that. And how'd that work out for them? They got an egel. How'd that happen? Because they're missing one thing. The Rebbeinu Shalom didn't tell them to do it. That the only time, the first thing is, there's a kfiyas, there's a way. There's a kfiyasdika way. The way is, the Eibush that tells you to do it, this is the way, when you have the tzivu, you have the Rebbeinu Shalom. That's why the Beis HaLevi says, it stresses so many times here, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe, Kasher Tziva Hashem es Moshe, to point out that it's the ultimate tikkun, the total tikkun of that which brought about the Chetai. So the Yesod is that the Kasher Tziva is the framework. Without the Kasher Tziva, you cannot have a kli, you cannot have a Hashuas Hashchina. Hashuas Hashchina is only with a kasher tziva. So you're building a mishkan, a makom for Hashuas Hashchina. You need the kasher tziva in order to have, in order to have the mishkan, in order to have the mishkan. Good. In order to have the mishkan, that's the mishkan. That's the kasher tzivas. Now, what's tefillah? What's tefillah? A person have to understand. There's the mishkan. There was the mishkan of Klal Yisrael. Now, even though we don't have that mishkan, the mishkan of Klal Yisrael, but there's another mishkan that we do have. Right? V'asuli mikdash v'shachanti b'soicham. B'soicham lo nemar. Discussed as that. Elo b'soicham. Right. The mishkan, every person is building, in your life, you're building your own mishkan. Who's the mishkan? You. Every single person's a mishkan. That mishkan also has a binyan. That mishkan also has a kasher tziva, how one does, what does one do to be the framework, the foundation of that mishkan. What's the equivalent of, what's the framework which builds the mishkan called a person, called the mensch? What builds that mishkan called the mensch is tefillah, Ishmael Esrei is the epitome of tefillah. We'll see it. There'll be another part later. The epitome of tefillah. How does tefillah work? Tefillah is a very interesting thing. We say the exact same words three times a day, right? So, what distinguishes one tefillah from the other of our tefillah? What distinguishes Reuven's tefillah from Shimon's tefillah? And why doesn't it get old? The teretz is, the tefillah to be mashre the shechina, the Eibishter said, this is the framework, we can't change that. This is the framework through which shechina is. That's the mizgeret within how the person gets his personal ashras shechina is with the brachas. But there is a difference. There's a difference. How much shechina do you get through those brachas and the framework that brings it? That depends on kavanah shebelev. That depends on what your kavana is. And that's where the difference between tefillah and tefillah for a person and between the tefillah of one person and the other person comes about. Not in what they say, but in how they say it. Right? The framework, the kasher tziva, the parallel to the kasher tziva is the Yud Ches Brachos of Shemoneh Esrei. Is the Yud Ches Brachos of Shemoneh Esrei. There's 18 kasher tzivas, there's 18 brachos. The 19th one he also talks about, they're not negeyas now. The seifei brachas, the hefts of these brachas, that's a kviyas tikkunusach. Just like there's a kasher tziva, the Eibishter said, make the mishkan specifically like this. Over here also, this is specifically the bracha that you make. So where do you have the difference? What's it all talion? The mishkan had to be nodva liboy ruchay. There was leiv kavana shebeleiv echad amarba echad amamit bulvachi echaven liboy. Kefi, the darga of kavanas alev, that a person, that's the darga of hashruas hashchina, which comes into his personal mishkan made al yedei the tefillah. But what makes the mishkan, what makes you a receptacle to kedusha, what makes you a receptacle is tefillah. Is tefillah. And that, so that's the parallel. That's the Yud Ches Kvuas with Kavanas Halev to do it. The Nidvas Halev makes it the higher level of Kedusha, but what you do, the way you can bring it is only through this required thing. The Kavanas make the level of Kedusha that you get. That's basically this Balatur. This Balatur, right? Yud Ches Kasher Tziva, Yud Ches Kasher Tzivas, Yud Ches Brachas fixed, can't change them. Can't change them. Kavanas Halev. There's also Kavanas Halev. There's Kuf Yud Gimel Teves in all of these Kasher Tzivos. That means they had the full Kavanas Halev that they had. That's the Kavanas Halev that you supply in Tefillah also. That's what makes the amount of, brings the quality of the Shechina. But the Kli Kibul for the Shechina is the fixed Tefillah. Plus the Kavanas Halev brings the Shechina. That's the formula. That's the formula. The idea of that is, okay, well, let's do the idea. That's the thing. So again, the Mishkan corresponds to that, corresponding to the personal mishkan of each person, right? The bilvavi mishkan evne of it. That the way of doing that is the kasher tzivas are the yud ches brachas, and the kavana is totally and the amount, the darg of kedusha is totally on kavanas alev. That's balaturim number one. Balaturim number two is earlier perek lamed ches pasuk chav zayin, also in this pasuk parsha. Mea adonim lemeasa kiker kiker la adon. Mea Adonim. So they bring, the Balaturim says, Mea Adonim v'yisodim al adnei paz, mea adonim, u'kenegdom tiknu mea brachas b'chol yayim. What are adonim? The bottom things that they put the thing in, right? There were 100 of them. And keneged the 100 things that they put the crusher, that they built the mishkan on, keneged those 100 things, tiknu mea brachas b'chol yayim. Now, what's that got to do with anything? Huh? What's that got to do with anything? So this is also from the same yisod. From the same yisod. The yisod is one thing. What are Meir Brachas B'chol Yoy meant to do? The chshivas of Meir Brachas B'chol Yoy, I'll show you unbelievable things about it. You know, I'll just show you the Mekaris, and then you'll understand why be Marach. There's a sefer, Sharei Oira, the Giktilya, some Kubel. He writes like this. You know, this part, what we can understand from it. Ve'elu Meya Adonim Shebe Mishkan, the 100 Adonim in the Mishkan, Heim Bedimyan Meya Brechais, that's Meya Brechais, Shemismalais, that's all types of Kedusha things, Min HaBrecha, HaGdoyla, HaNikra, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. There's a Rabbeinu Shalaylam, Keiches of the Rabbeinu Shalaylam, and the Shefa of Bracha from the Rabbeinu Shalaylam, the receptacles of that are these 100 Adonim. These 100 Adonim, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. That's why it says, that's why they are called, what's the word? He's learning Meya Adonim, Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud. Right? There are 100 receptacles of that Kayach of Shefa, right? That's Meya Adonim. That's how he's learning. That these things, Mismales, they are Meya Brachas, Meya Brechas, these Adonim, Hashem Mismales, Min Abrecha Gdoila, Nikra Aleph, Dalet, Nun, Yud, Lefichach. Chayev Odom Levarach Meya Brachas Bechol Yoin. Here it is. Kedei Lahamshich Mikol Achas Va'achas Me'elu HaBrachas to him. So what's the Meya Brach? Just like the Adonim Arkeilu found the foundation of the Kedusha and bring the Kedusha, the Brachas, that's how it brings the Adonim, Aleph Dalet Nun Yud. In a person's Mikdash, when a person's building himself, you need the Meir Brachas. The Meir Brachas B'chol Yoyim, that a person is Mizbatel to the Rabbeinu Shalom, and 100 times declares that the Rabbeinu Shalom Baruch means Mekar Kol HaBrachas, and declares that the Rabbeinu Shalom is Mekar Kol HaBrachas, the person is Mizbatel to the Rabbeinu Shalom, that is brings that Shefa of Bracha, that is something to which the Shefa of Bracha can come into. Into which the Shefa of Bracha can come, more accurately. There's a Rakanati Luvush writes in Parshas Toldos, Da ki chachme hakabola omru ki ha'oretz el yoina, that's above our pay grade, mea sharem and lechol shar base kibul, and every shar lamala has lamata a base kibul to be mekabel the bracha noivas, and where does it come from the and from there it's noivas bracha loilam. That's where Yitzchak Avinu got Meya Mine Brachos from the Yitzchak Meya Sha'arim, right? That Yitzchak made, that's the Indian of Meya Sha'arim by Yitzchak. Shemisham Yitzchak Bracha Veshefa Atzilus Lekol Anivroim. Zokter Ulefichach Timtza Ba'oihel Moyed Meya Adonim Lemasakikr. That's why you have these 100 Adonim in the Mikdash. La Adon She'ein Lecha Adon Shelo Yia Loi Beis Kibul. Each Adon is a base kibul for the bracha of the Rabbeinu Shalom. That's the receptacle of the Shechina. The Meya Brachas are connected to the Meya Adonim, the base kibul for bracha in a person. The base kibul in the Mishkan called the Yid, to be mekabel the Shechina, that's Meya Brachas. It's Tefillah. Meya Brachas is Tefillah. Shmoneh Esrei is Tefillah. Tefillah, a person is misbatel to the Rabbeinu Shalom. You declare and that you live in full hakara of the fact that everything is from the Rabbeinu Shalom. If you live in full hakara of everything is from the Rabbeinu Shalom, then you're davuk in the Rabbeinu Shalom. You are now connected, right? The Wi-Fi is connected. If you're davuk in the Rabbeinu Shalom, you're connected to that network. Now you get the Shechina. Now you get the bracha. That's how a person gets the bracha. To what extent? Kavanas Halev. To what extent? To Kavanas Halev. That's the taich, that you need a bracha. There could be a tremendous shefa, like we said in the beginning, but the klei kibul for bracha is al yedei tefillah. The Yiratan Shetishra Shechina b'maisi Yadenu was to demonstrate we are an appropriate, a roi dike klei kibul in order to be mekabel the Shechina. Means, you know, davening has to be Yudches, first of all, the Chaim of Meir Brachas, he writes there, the Rakanti writes there, I mean, the before the Shari Oyer writes, and somebody who doesn't make the Meir Brachas B'chol Yoyim is a Balmum. Somebody doesn't make Meir Brachas B'chol Yoyim, think about that on Shabbos. Then what do you call somebody who doesn't make Zabalmum? What is it, Taich? You made, if the Mishkan is missing one of the Adonim, the Mishkan's an incomplete Mishkan. It's not just, it's a great Mishkan, just, you know, there's one piece, one bonus piece that you don't have. Same thing as a person, Meir Brachas, it's Tfilas, to daven like a mensch, Meir Brachas, and the Iker that the Kavonas Aleiv, you have to have Kavona when you do things, not do things by rote. If you have Kavona, you think about what you're doing. You have to realize every single person is be'etzem a mishka. You have the kelim, you have the kasha. Tzivu Hashem, the tzivu is there, you have to do it. Brachas, tfilas, with that you have the ashuras hashchina, you have atzlocha in learning, you have everything. That's the source of all brachas. That's the limud of this person. Ciao.